What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this. Could it be? Okay, so there's this idea that I've seen pop up, and it's just popped up again today, and it's the idea of could it be that simple, right? Could it be that simple? Could it be that simple? Over the years, I get in a lot of trouble. I've had clients leave. I've had people that I've offended. I've had people that have pissed off, people who, you know, I've given advice to, and then they just don't reply to me because I've triggered them, right, in some way. Now, I don't know how long ago it was, say 6 months to a year ago, one of my girls said, I want to train with you guys, and I want to train in this other spot. And I was like, look, if you do that, I'm not going to train you because you will 100% get injured. And I was like, I'm just not going to do it. It's not something that I'm willing to put you through. I know the outcome already. So look, if you want to do it, you can, but I'm not going to keep training you I'm not going to be your coach. Like, it's just not going to work. Anyway, made me look like an asshole. People think, you know, I'm sure the people that she's spoken to in her circles and herself is like, this guy's an asshole. He just wants to train me solo. Like, he doesn't care about my well-being, rah, rah, rah. He just want me to be happy and do the shit I love. I don't know what stories are going on in their heads, but fact of the matter is, I was just telling the truth. I've seen it happen multiple times. I was like, okay, cool, this has happened multiple times. I have a game where I learn from lessons and don't let them reapply. And even if that means losing a client or a customer or a student or a member or whatever you want to call them, I was like, look, I'm not doing it. I am not going to injure this girl because I'm not going to tell her the truth. Like, other people tell her, hey, yeah, come train with me, we can do both, we'll be able to work it in. It's fucking bullshit, right? Like, in this case, it definitely was bullshit. So there is people that I do cross train with. Like, there's a lot of martial artists we work with, a lot of athletes, we've worked with CrossFitters and stuff in specific spots, but in some specific instances, it's just a horrible idea, and this was one of those horrible ideas. Now, there's been other times that I have offended people in terms of the nutrition game, right? There's a conversation that popped up, and maybe he's listening to this podcast. I hope he is, because it'll give him a little bit of a background. But I gave him the straight up truth, and I haven't heard back from him from that message. And I know it may trigger some people when I tell the truth, but the reality is if I'm not going to tell you the truth and fucking bullshit you like every other single coach in the world and try and sell you into some new product or new supplement or something, it's like, it's not doing anybody justice. Like, I couldn't live with myself because I knew I was just like ripping people off, and the other person isn't going to get the result that they want because they're getting fucking sold a lie. Like, and that's part of the fitness industry. So in this specific case, he's talking about how, you know, he's been dieting and training and all this sort of stuff, and he's put on a few hundred grams over the week, and he's starting to question what he was doing. He's saying he's doing everything right. He's trained 6 days a week. He's trained really, really good, and nothing budged. Okay, now my response, I had two responses. One was track everything so you can see the clear facts of what it is you're doing. Now, whenever I have a result in my life, good or bad, and I start to question its efficiency, the only thing that you can see as fact is fact. Right? If you're somebody who goes out and you're like, hey, look, I think this is working, or I'm pretty sure I feel like this is working, whatever that is, feelings, thinkings, beliefs, all of that stuff, they're stories, right? So they may or may not be real. Like, I've seen so many people, the first conversation we have, and this is around nutrition and training, hey, how's your nutrition going? Yeah, no, it's going pretty good, man. Like, I eat pretty good. All right, now pretty good, they're telling me this, but they're 40 kilos overweight. I'm like, all right, sweet. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I can't seem to lose weight. Okay, cool. Can you give us an example of what you eat? Yeah, no, I eat pretty much, like, this is what I'm eating. And it's a story, right? When I say, hey, can you give me a week's food diary of the exact measurements and everything that you're eating so we can see for the real, like, what's actually going on, very rarely it gets produced to me. I wish it did, but very rarely it gets produced to me. The people who say they're eating good and trying really, really hard, they may write down that food diary for me, but then the next week they stop tracking it for themselves. So then they're going back into that fantasy land. They don't know if it's real. Like, people forget little snacks that they have in between. People forget, you know, those extra bites of their kids' food that they've got. People forget, like, say for me, right? I go out for lunch. I went out for lunch with my mum like a week and a half ago. We went out to the courthouse just in Backsmarsh and got got lunch with her, got caught up, was awesome. So I ordered a steak. I got a 400 gram steak. I don't know what it was, but steak, chips and salad. And it was awesome. I was like, all right, sweet, this is the steak I'm having. So if I was to write down off the top of my head, hey, this is all I ate, that's that, right? I had a 400 gram steak with chips and salad, which seems like a really big meal. But what I didn't, what's not front of mind is the fucking half a parma that I ate of hers and the rest of her chips that I picked at because she wasn't going to finish them, right? So, and I ended up, without realizing it, if I didn't like know and I wasn't consciously aware of it, I would have had an extra half a meal on top of that just from picking at stuff, right? People do this all the time, all the time. So one thing, right, going back to it, what gets tracked gets measured. What gets managed, what gets measured gets managed. You can put it whatever way you want, but like if you're not sure if what you're doing is working, if you're doing the right things, if you're on track, write it down. Get, you know, like we use checklist systems, and I think they're the best. If you're getting a lot of ticks, if you're getting ticks in what we do, it will work. I can guarantee it because it's worked so many times before. Now, if you're doing those, this is the second part to this. This is the second part. So if you're getting all the ticks, if you're eating clear, clean, you're training hard, everything's working in your body. If it's in your savings accounts and stuff like that, and you're saving and you're putting away the same money each week and stuff like that, and it doesn't seem to be making a huge difference, ask yourself this one question. Am I being patient? Have I been doing this long enough for the result to actually happen? Okay, in terms of the body, people freak out when they don't lose a kilo in a week. Yet they're not surprised that it took them 5, 6, 7 years to put on 5, 10, 20, 30 kilos, right? I see this all the time. You see it on The Biggest Loser. If their Biggest Loser contestants aren't losing over 5 kilos in a week, they're upset. If you see people in transformations, if they're not getting their head around it, embracing the fact that there will be weeks where it slows down or speeds up or whatever, like it goes both ways. If you're not accepting that and you're not aware of that, you can get very, very frustrated. I've literally seen guys put on weight. And in terms of when I say put on weight, like if you put on under a kilo and it's in the hundreds of grams or in the grams, like it's just, that could just be hydration or fluid or like water retention. It could be anything like that. It's not really an issue. It's a non-issue. But I've seen guys who have stayed stagnant. They might lose 1 kilo next week, put on 1 kilo, they lose a kilo, put on one, drop 5, right? It was that, there's a book called The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell, which is a fantastic book, but it's nothing to do with really fitness. But in terms of what happens, it's essentially a buildup of pressure in the body and a buildup of consistency in the body. So it might be through the eating of the right foods, it might be through the training hard. And what can happen over time, it's like, all right, your body's in like this stagnant phase and it doesn't want to do much. But then one week it just drops off. And you're like, how did that happen? And it wasn't to do with what you did in that prior week. It was the buildup of the 2, 3, 4 weeks prior to that that gave you that result. So anyway, without going too far into it, the main points of this conversation is, one, if you're worried about what's going on and you want to get really, really serious about something, you need to have measurable, trackable action steps. You know, if that's the checklist systems that we use at RF in terms of nutrition, if it's having some sort of spreadsheet on your laptop, like that works. If it's having like just a pen and paper, like a food diary, and just journaling down everything you're eating. If it's in, say, anywhere like meditations, if it's your money, if it's, you know, appreciation texts, if it's date nights, like all of this shit needs to be tracked. Otherwise, it just doesn't get managed properly. Okay, I track all of these things. Like I do, and that's what helps me. I don't really track food because I know, like, I'm just very consistent with it. I sort of did the idea of the checklist stuff for so long that I just got used to it, and that's sort of how I eat now. But a lot of it takes time, guys. Like, it really does. Now, part two is the impatience is the killer of results. And part of what I always say to people, like, if it was as easy as we want it to be, everybody would have done it. Right, if you think about like the fact of how, you know, everyone's talking about being a millionaire and a marketer and, like, you know, having investment properties and doing all of this stuff, like, reality is, if it was as easy as people are making it out to be, every single person would do it. If losing weight was easy, every single person would be shredded. If being strong and being able to lift a lot of weight was easy, everybody would do it, right? Like, it's not normal what you guys who are listening to this show, it's not normal what we're doing. You know, there's people that listen to this show that are fucking running half marathons. That's fucking not normal. There's people who listen to this show lifting 200 kilos. It's not normal, right? There's fighters on here listening. There's people who are coaches training, you know, 100 people, training 200 people. Like, it's not normal. That shit's not normal, okay? You guys aren't normal, so stop trying to live and act like a normal person who just expects shit to happen for no reason. So, anyway, that all might sound like a bit of a rant, but I do have a question for you to clean up this show and to finish her off. Now, where in your life, across your body, your mind, relationships, production, fun, where in your life aren't you tracking results? Why aren't you tracking what's actually happening? Where in your life are you doing that? Write that area down. Now, within that area, guys, what thing must you track to make sure that you're not just being impatient and guessing and expecting shit to happen, but what thing must you track? What actual thing must you start tracking and commit to doing for the next 12 to 15 to 16 weeks, right? So you can actually give it time to see that outcome that you want to see. Now, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. Now, what I'm going to be doing from now on, I'm going to be having an email summary each week. It's going to be absolutely awesome. I'm very excited about it. So basically, there's going to be 2 to 3 emails, depending on how many podcasts are going out with different guests. But there's going to be a lot of guests coming on the show. There's one coming out. I'm going to release it very, very soon. I'm very excited about that. And that might even be launched tomorrow. That's my interview with Cody Boom Boom McBroom, one of my boys. He's a fantastic nutrition genius. And he'll basically go in deeper on what I'm talking about now, because I'm not a nutrition guy. I'll leave that up to the people who love it. I just have zero patience for food, to be honest. I like dim sims and I like burritos, so I don't try and tell other people what to do. I just try and point them in the right direction with that. Now, if you start to think about this, guys, a lot of the podcast has different book recommendations, different questions, different action guides. What I'm going to be doing in the emails, I'm going to be sending out those action guides, those tips, those tricks, those book recommendations. I'm going to be sending them straight to your email. That way you don't have to take a notepad around with you, and you can sit down at the end of each week or sit down a couple of times a week and look at them and be like, all right, cool. This is what I need. This is what I need to ask myself as a question. These are the books I need to buy, and we can sort of take it step by step from there. So if you are interested in that, that's going to be in the show notes. If you are just listening to this and you want to go straight to the website, it's going to be www.strengthcoachsecrets.com/action. That is the website. I will put it in the show notes here, and you can start diving into that and start to take everything to the next level and become that five-dimensional being who is murdering everything in their path. Now, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. I hope for the guy who asked the question, I hope that clears up some of the thoughts and stories that he has around my answer of me being a complete asshole. But we'll see how we go. I'll talk to you all shortly. Have a great day. Bye.